Hello, this is Sean Paulson, and you're listening to Conscious Voices WCRS 98.3 Grandview, 102.1 Easton, Westerville. And today, September 11th, 2009, we have a special episode. I went to New York City and asked New Yorkers about their experience with 9/11. Each person I talked to that was in the city September 11th, 2001 seemed deeply affected 8 years from the day the Twin Towers fell. Three people I talked to said it was too personal to talk about. One woman I attempted to interview said, quote, "I don't think I will ever be able to talk to anybody about my experiences with 9/11, end quote. A man said, quote, "It's very personal to me. I don't feel comfortable talking about it right now. I go to Ground Zero every year, and every year it is very difficult for me," end quote. Living in Ohio, we didn't experience the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks quite as directly as people that actually witnessed with their own eyes the Twin Towers falling. I couldn't help but get the sense that the people of New York City that were there in 2001, September 11th, have post-traumatic stress of a sort. I think that we all shared across the country. But in New York, it seemed as alive as I've ever seen it. Many people I talked to didn't see any correlation between Afghanistan and the terrorist attacks of 2001. Virtually everybody that I spoke to said they didn't feel any safer now than before the attacks. So the following is a series of interviews of people that I talked to this last Wednesday. So yeah, maybe first, what are you guys' names?
Mark.
Tom.
And you guys work here rebuilding the World Trade Center?
Correct. At the PATH trains.
Uh-huh. And what exactly are you guys doing? You got boots on, you got jeans, you got a vest, orange vest on, and you got these name tags hanging around your neck?
Yeah, you can't get into the Trade Center without proper identification, and you need to wear safety equipment. That's why we're wearing everything that you just said.
There's lots of security around where you work? And you're on your lunch break right now?
Yep.
Where were you guys when 9/11/2001, when the towers fell?
Yeah, I was standing at the base outside Century 21 when the second one hit, and I watched about five people fall to their deaths that day.
Fall dead?
Yes. I was right outside the building when the second one hit.
And what were you doing there?
I was originally working in the Federal Reserve, and when the first one went off, we thought it was a bomb. When I say went off, we thought it was a bomb. I left that building and walked towards the Trade Center, towards the smoke coming out. And that's when I stood outside Century 21 and watched five to six people jump from about 90 stories.
So you're working in what building?
The Federal Reserve Building, which is probably about four blocks east of of Church Street.
That's incredible. And how do you feel that has affected you?
It's something that I'll never forget, that's for sure. I don't feel the same about flying, I can guarantee you that. A little mad, but watching this being built again makes you feel a little bit better. Each year, hopefully in the next couple of years, when you start seeing the tower go up, it'll make us all feel a little bit better.
Do you think it changed your political beliefs at all or intensified them? You know, you said you were mad. I mean, how were you changed?
Just shock in particular. You know, I don't think my political views changed at all. I said, I don't think no matter what anyone does in this world, people are going to fight over land, money, and women, no matter what we do. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, it's going to happen. It's inevitable.
And religion,
of course.
Do you feel that the wars that we're fighting right now are justified in some degree in Afghanistan?
I've got no comment on the war at all, to tell you. No comment is the best.
I would stay in the middle. There are a few options to take.
An eye for an eye, and you want to kill everyone in the world, or let sleeping dogs lie and leave it alone, or just live the rest of your life the best you can and just live day by day. And just life is going to happen one way or another, and you just deal with it. That's pretty much my philosophy.
That's a pretty powerful story. Could you describe more in detail what exactly you saw throughout the day? How long were you down here for?
I was down here for about 20, 25 minutes. After about the fifth or sixth person to jump from the building, it just seemed extremely dangerous and changing from what looked like a movie to me to realizing that it was real life made me say it wasn't a good place to be standing. So I walked uptown, and by the time I hit Canal Street, one of the buildings fell. So it was a good idea that I walked uptown.
You think that right now the world is different than before September 11th, 2001?
I think the world is exactly the same as it was before. I think that what's going on in the East is much more under the microscope. other than that, I think the world is the same as it was before. We just all know a little bit more about it.
Do you think that we're safer now than we were?
Absolutely not. I think it's the same as it was before. No different.
Do you have anything else that you want to say about this? I mean, it's 8th year, it's September 11th, this Friday.
September 11th is a Friday. I really wish the Freedom Tower had been built already. That's one regret. But other than that, it's getting there. Other than that, I really have nothing else to say on it.
All right, very well. And yourself, do you remember where you were when the towers went down?
Watching from Long Island City, construction jobs. I've watched from a distance. Wasn't that close.
And what do you think when you saw it?
I thought the world was changing, but it changed too much.
And do you feel that we're safer than we were? I mean, there's been a lot of response efforts to it. I mean, we're fighting a war on terror, allegedly.
No, definitely not. I don't feel safer.
Do you guys take any pride in your jobs? I mean, you're rebuilding the World Trade Center. Would you guys consider yourself patriots?
Yeah, definitely.
And you would too?
I don't know. Patriots is a strong word. I mean, you have to rebuild.
Right.
You can either leave this as a big pile of dirt, or you can rebuild. Union Construction is a big part of New York City and America in general, so it's got to be rebuilt and it's got to be done right. So I would say patriot is a really strong word. We're just putting the buildings back where they belong.
But do you feel pride in that you're taking part in this?
Absolutely. When this is capped off and people are walking in and out and families are coming here to remember however they feel fit to remember what happened, I will feel pride that I took part in the beginnings of this Freedom Tower. Yes.
And do you have anything else you would like to add to this? Anything? This is for listeners in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, we didn't have the direct experience of seeing the towers go down with our own eyes, much less, you know, being there and witnessing people dying on site. It was very real to us, but perhaps it wasn't as direct as it was for y'all up here.
This affected the entire city. I'm sure if you ask anyone in any construction trade, you'll have stories from anyone.
Yeah.
All over the city. You don't even need to come to the Trade Center because people all over New York have stories over that day. And I think it affected as many people as Pearl Harbor, if not more, because there's so many tourists here. It wasn't just New Yorkers in general. It were people that were visiting the city that saw that also. And it's something that you're going to take with you forever. So you just kind of live your life and move on, you know?
All right. Well, thank you guys for taking this time with me. And looks like you guys are putting on your hats and going back to work. So good work. Yeah, you too. For those of you tuning in, my name is Sean Paulson, and you're listening to Conscious Voices, WCRS, 98.3 Grandview, and 102.1 East in Westerville. This is our September 11th special, where I went to New York City, interviewed people this last Wednesday about their experiences with the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
First of all, what's your name?
My name is Jose Enriquez.
You're a vending stuff for 9/11.
Yeah.
What does this material have here?
This is a material of 9/11 history book, which is called a souvenir history, because there's a lot of people that come here and they need to know what's going on. As you see, everything is closed around here. They take up all the information, pictures that used to be here about 9/11, so there is nothing else. So a lot of tourist people asking where we can see like some stuff like that, and they want to take a piece of history, so we give them, you know, what they want. A piece of history book, as you see, 9/11, that has the fire department memorial.
And you say that there used to be a whole museum right here?
Yeah, there used to be two, between here and Bessie Street, there was a whole two blocks full of pictures, memorial, all the information for the people. As you see, it's closed. They closed everything. It's been closed for almost 2 years.
And could you tell us what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, they are construction because they are building number 2 and 3 in this side. Freedom Tower over there, 7th Tower, and 4th Tower, plus the memorial that's going to be like this. This is a sample of what the memorial is going to be. So all this picture, we have it right now in our books, so we let people know what's going on for a small donation.
What do you mean you let people know what's going on?
We let the people know through the books about what happened here on September 11th.
And how many different books you got? Like,
we have 3 different ones.
And what are they all about? I mean, one would look like a picture book almost.
Yeah, it's a picture book, and it shows you that it's all about pictures about what happened on September 11th. And we sell it for $5, small mission of $5.
Mm, that's good. And can you remember where you were when
yes,
the towers went down?
I was in the headquarters police plaza. I was coming to see it when that happened, when the whole building collapsed right in front of my eyes. it's like 20 blocks from here. I saw my own eyes when the building collapsed. Me and my friends. It was not just me. It was hundreds of thousands of people near to me. What I do, I start crying. And my knees, I start shaking. And I start drinking a couple of beers to calm myself down. But still, I won't calm down.
And you said something about that you volunteered here,
yes,
too.
Yes, I got it. I'm a churchman. I was a volunteer for the Salvation Army. I served food, coffee for all the thousands of rescue workers. I got pictures here, too, if you want to see it.
So, yeah, just tell me what we're looking at for our viewers here.
No, this is inside. I used to serve the coffee and the food.
So this is you with
yeah,
the
Salvation Army. ID for the Salvation Army inside the World Trade Center. There was a white tent right by all the way down by Bessie Street in Albany. And there used to be a Salvation Army, used to have a white tent there. And all the thousands of workers used to come here in January, February, March 2002.
So you're standing here with these red Salvation Army jackets on.
Yeah, and the ID.
And you got the ID, and is that for security?
For security to get inside because
they had it
closed.
All cordoned off.
And this is me with the rescue dog. This is the dog that died here on September 11th. He died almost 2 years later. He's here after September 11th, almost 2 years later. He died here.
We in Ohio, we saw the towers fall on the television. We didn't have the direct experience that you guys had here. Could you explain for the viewers what you saw? Did you saw rubble? You saw people?
Yeah, some people.
Were there lots of dead bodies? Was it rubble? Lots of fireworks? What was it?
In the beginning, when my wife wake me up, I thought it was a movie, like a regular movie. Mm-hmm. When I saw, my God, look at the second plane. Then I start running. I start from because I live not far away from here, like 20 blocks. Mm-hmm. I get off, I put my clothes right away, and I come running. And after I run, I stay there with all the people because the police don't allow nobody a couple of blocks down. And all of a sudden, the building collapsed by itself. But before that happens, people were jumping right in front of our eyes.
And you saw people jumping
saw
out of
like
the building?
I saw three or four people jumping. Maybe more. I saw it. And that experience, I can never forget because it breaks my heart. It makes me nervous every time I try to remember. It's very sad, very terrible. I cry a lot already. I don't have no more tears. Now I give it to people, let them know what's going on. This is how I do support myself, too.
And what was the aftermath like? You went to bed that night?
I gotta go to bed. I'm thinking about it because I live right by the highway and thousands of police, fire department trucks, helicopters, they was running all night. I gotta go to sleep because of the noise and because of the experience that I have.
And the days after that, I mean, the people, there must have been a lot of people that had a similar experience as you.
Yes, not just me. All New York had that experience for 6 months. Before September 11th, on the 10th, I remember because I worked right in the corner of Fulton and Broadway. I worked there for 3 years as a street vendor, too. I was doing this. It was, the life was good in New York. Like, everybody happy, everybody just was relaxing, everything. After September 11th, the life changed completely in New York City, especially New York City. We experienced this. The whole world experienced, but we experienced more than anybody else in the world.
How was it different? How did it change?
It was, we don't have no more peace in our souls. Only God can give us the peace. I'm a churchman, so I feel the peace of God. But at that time, I was not a Christian people. I was not a church. I experienced so much nervous, depression, stress. I don't eat properly. I don't have no taste in my tongue. Everything scared me. Mm-hmm. Even my daughter, too. She was like 2 years, 3 years at that time. And we all scared. Kids scared. They canceled it. There was no trains. Some restaurants, some store closed. Everybody got scared. Everybody think that maybe there's going to be another bomb, another plane. Every time we see a plane in the sky, we thought it was the terrorist controlling the plane and we're going to bring it down. That was what I was taught.
There's been a lot of money spent to make us safer since then. Do you feel that we are safer?
Nobody's safer here. Believe me, nobody's safe. They spend billions of dollars a year already. And nobody's safe here. I think I'm not even safe here. Any crazy people can come here and you never know what's going to happen with you. I feel safe because I have God in my heart, but it's still, you know, crazy people around. You never know who is who.
Do you feel that the world has changed?
Yeah, the world, since 9/11, the world been changed all over the world. As you see, it's up in the news. Everything is being changed. The terrorists are doing so many bad things against innocent people like me and you, and this is not good, you know?
Do you believe that the war in Afghanistan is still justified today after all these years?
Well, in the beginning it was justified, but now no more. There's been so many innocent people dying in Iraq too and Afghanistan. Innocent people die. Civilian people die. Thousands of people die. Soldiers, American soldiers die too. Everybody. A lot of innocent people, you know. I think, in my opinion, they should just let them go and let these people control their own life. Mm-hmm. Let bring back the troops here in Iraq too. Let the people control their life there. You know, America cannot worry about it, but the whole world. America cannot control the whole world. We just bring the people back to America. That way people will not die no more, especially the Americans. I've been here like since 1987. I have my wife and my daughter. But now I'm separated. I'm single now.
Oh, no. I'm divorced. Sorry to hear that.
Yes. After 9/11, I got divorced after 9/11 because of the stress out. I got divorced after 9/11. We had so many problems because of that thing. I think that has to do something with me and my wife. We're just being so stressed. And now I'm going to the Balbia Hospital because I've experienced dry mouth and my eyes get red. So I have an appointment, again, another appointment. They are interviewing me about what's happening here.
Do you think that's because of maybe some of the dust that you inhaled?
Or? Because I live right here too, not far away.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
For those of you tuning in, my name is Sean Paulson, and you're listening to Conscious Voices, WCRS, 98.3 Grand Rue, and 102.1 East and Westerville. This is our September 11th special, where I went to New York City, interviewed people this last Wednesday about their experiences with the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
What do you have to say about September 11th?
My name is Harry John Rowland. I come here every day, and I've seen all kinds of people who come here have no idea what they're looking at. No idea. Here's a question I'll ask right out in public. Policemen, firemen tell you, I do this all the time. To any person who hears my voice, please tell me what you know. How many buildings were there? See how sound it is in New York City? We're out here in public.
And how many buildings were there?
7 buildings of World Trade Centers. 9 buildings were there. If your eyebrow pops up, that means you didn't know there were 7 buildings. You're telling me you didn't know building number 7, building number 6, building number 5, building number 4. I'm not making this up, sir.
So you're saying all these buildings fell down?
5 buildings fell down by sundown. Here's my point. Some people come here and think only 2 buildings were there. This is what I tell them. The only time you can say 2 is back in 1972, and here's a photographic proof, when there were Twin Towers. Here's 1999. Look at the skyline. Look at the waterline. Now look at him, listen. Welcome to America, sir. How many people in your country lost their lives here? See what I mean? Some people think only Americans died here and yet have no idea what they're looking at, what they built back.
So just break it down for me. What happened?
On September 11, 2001, it changed the whole world. The first tower hit is the North Tower. Everyone thinks an accident. You're emptying out the daycare center, you're clearing out the mall, and the second plane hits in 16 minutes. Now both towers are on fire. Yet some people come here and don't even know that some people are so comfortable in life, know one way to work, one way home. One way in the building, one way out. And most people ran underground. Yet some will come here and can't even tell me why is it called Ground Zero. There's a reason. There's a reason why it's called Ground Zero. I give nothing but the facts.
And what is that reason?
They're looking for survivors underground. Here's the underground. This is street level. Let me show you underground. You tell me who walks.
So you got a notebook with lots of pictures in it. And what exactly are we looking at in this picture here?
Underground where the trains and the mall was at that were smashed.
It's like rubble. It looks like subway rubble.
People who thought they can get out by the trains that's not moving, and it wasn't built like a bomb shelter, collapsed down to the other buildings that were around the two towers. And most people don't even know that. I say, why? Someone born and raised in New York and don't even know how to mall. I would ask this question. How many keys are on a piano is how many stores are in the world chasing a mall? Some people don't even know how many keys are on a regular piano. 88. There were 88 stores in the mall underground. Hundreds of people were taught to run, a fireman piece were going in. 343 firefighters were doing the job without question. 37 port authority officers were doing the job without question. 23 police officers ran inside this place when they knew by heart that's not good. Yet we're doing what they can. Yet you get some people don't even know about the homeless, the undocumented, or the ordinary citizens who ran in to help. When that building comes down, that's why I'll shout on them now to wake up and look at the truth. Don't say two. Don't say two. That's
so where were you when the buildings went down?
School. September 11th, Tuesday, 2001.
You were in the city?
Worked inside the South Tower, Aramark. I'll get those who come here and think I just yelled. I yell the truth. Some people don't get it because they're not listening. They come here and think only two buildings and think it's early in the morning, not that many people inside New York City.
So you normally work in the South Tower, and that day you were taking your son to school, you're saying?
It was after Labor Day. My boss gives me a day. See, never thought nothing like this to happen. When the second plane hit, the next thought in my head, get your kid, end the world, building gonna fall like a domino.
And what did you do in the South Tower? What was your job?
The concessions and tours. That's why I can tell people what they're looking at. Don't even know about the church that wasn't touched. Don't know about the underground. I pull out the pictures and wake them up to the truth.
And what happened to the job you were working at?
A lot of companies wiped out.
The company just failed.
In Jersey, some companies were wiped out.
And yours, the one that you were working.
Our market's still in business. Huh? Oh yeah. And I plan to work inside the World Trade Center again, even though they're calling different buildings. And a brand new building's already back that some people don't even know about. I say, why?
So you out here every day spilling about this. And why? Why?
Because innocent people lost their lives here they don't talk about.
Would you consider yourself a patriot?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you think that 9/11, what happened in 2001, do you think that justifies the war in Afghanistan today?
No way.
What
you got to do with this? I take people back to 1993. You may not even know this, but you're from Ohio. February 26, 1993, what happens in New York City? Van Lowe explosive. I get people who don't even remember that. And I say, why? I take them to Oklahoma City, Murrah Building. Tell them it's still terrorism, and they don't even remember why. But why is the first thing you want to talk about? It's World Trade Center being with Bin Laden? You can draw a line all you want to. I show you there's more other connections that they don't even talk about.
So why is that we focus on this?
It changed the world. It changed the way we attitude, safety, prayers.
But why?
Because 9/11 was one of those things, like they said, let me put a match to the fuse.
No, but it's like you said, the Oklahoma City, that didn't change the world as much as this. Some people
right now are still in denial about Timothy McVeigh. They're like, no way, we had a domestic terrorist at the what? No. They want to pray for
me. So you're saying it was because they're not domestic terrorists?
These terrorists were living in our country for 4 to 5 years before they did this. 3 years flying planes around. For 3 years before 9/11, there's physical evidence to show you how they went to different flight schools and were learning how to fly the planes before 2001.
Right.
That makes them domestic. Yeah, foreign citizens who come here and are brainwashed to hate America but don't want to leave. All these terrorists are in this country after 9/11. I tell people, walk around, learn the facts.
All right.
Connect your own dots, but know there's more than two.
And I can have this here?
Yeah, you can have that.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have any other literature?
History. The map shows you where to walk around. Some people don't even know to walk around. Watch this fence come down. This is for the construction workers who are mainly out of town. Some people walk over the fence. What are you working on? Where were the towers at? Some will climb the fence.
Where are we right now?
We're right here on Vesey Street. So the map faces north like this. And you're right here on Vesey Street.
So
you can walk up to this corner.
So that was the WTC? Right?
Yes. This was the World Trade Center 7 right here. And the towers were behind this fence, 16.5 acres, were seven buildings. My main point is to make people realize other buildings, other people, other countries.
And this building, Complex 7, that I always hear about.
Oh, yes. It's the first building to go back.
It's not on this map.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's it.
That's World Trade Number 7. So many people don't realize.
So you're saying it was right behind us right here?
That brand new building right here behind you right now. You don't know this. It's the remake of number 7. I had school teachers don't know this. Watch, sir. Come here. Your eyebrow pops up. If your eyebrow pops up, that means you don't know that. May 23rd, 2006. Newly constructed 7 World Trade Center opens. The first building to be rebuilt at the World Trade Center site. You just learned that.
Yeah, that's what you just read off this mural here.
Which is the information center.
Information center on the corner of the street here.
Brand new building's already back.
Do you have anything else that you feel I need to know before I get out of here?
Walk around, see the size, get both sides. Even if you see an average, you see some staring at the fence. And you know, I'm not trying to be racist, but I'm just saying, you'll see a lot of people from overseas will come and they're staring at the fence and have no idea. Like this group right here, mm-hmm. I can walk up to there and I'll say 4 or 5 of them might be European, 2 or 3 of them might be American, and none of them will answer my question.
Right.
None of them.
Very well. And you lived in New York your whole life? Very well. Thank you very much.
For the ones that don't know. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
thank you for listening. History!
For those of you tuning in, my name is Sean Paulson, and you're listening to Conscious Voices, WCRS, 98.3 Grandview, and 102.1 East in Westerville. This is our September 11th special, where I went to New York City, interviewed people this last Wednesday about their experiences with the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. And this is my stepsister Amy, who wanted to have a hand in interviewing the construction workers.
Do you want to give us your name?
Or? Michael.
Mike.
Yeah, that's it.
I was wondering if you remember September 1st. Are you from New York City?
Yeah, but I had never seen the buildings before.
You hadn't? Do you?
I had never been south of Canal Street.
Do you remember where you were when it happened?
White Plains.
White Plains?
White Plains, New York.
Okay. Do you remember what you were doing?
Driving to work.
Do you think that this incident changed the global scope of what is happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Changed the whole world.
How so?
Nothing's the same anymore, you know? America's not the same, but, you know, we never used to see people with machine guns walking around, you know? It was only in Europe, but now it's here too, you know? I mean, it's better off for our safety. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to shoot anybody, but, you know, when you see security, you feel secure, so. But it has changed things. But.
Do you think that the war in Afghanistan is related to the World Trade Center being
the one in Afghanistan? No, I don't think so. I think that's just the continuation of what was going on when the Russians were there. You know, they're not going to tell us exactly what it is. You know, newspapers and the media have their own reasons for putting out propaganda, but I don't think that has anything in Afghanistan. I don't think it has anything to do with what happened here.
And do you think that this will be something that's remembered for 100 years?
Oh, yeah, even more. You know, this I believe it has more of an impact than Pearl Harbor did back then, you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
For those of you tuning in, my name is Sean Paulson, and you're listening to Conscious Voices, WCRS, 98.3 Grandview, and 102.1 East in Westerville. This is our September 11th special, where I went to New York City, interviewed people this last Wednesday about their experiences with the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
My name is Eve Karubi. I'm 25, and I'm a graduate student at Columbia at the School of International and Public Affairs.
And so, yeah, if you could tell me, like, where were you when the trade centers went down, and what were you doing?
I was in my senior year of high school. I was at the Lycée Français, which is a French high school in Manhattan. I was in physics class, and the vice principal came in and said that there had been some sort of attack, and we had no idea what was going on. And I remember walking out of class, and another classmate of mine already knew sort of what had happened and said, didn't you hear, don't you know, a plane is at the World Trade Center? And in our minds, we thought it was like a small private plane, you know, not a huge major terrorist attack or, you know, plane used as a missile type incident. And then we went outside and we're standing in the street, and there were several cars that had pulled over on Madison Avenue and had opened their doors and windows and had the radios on and the volumes all the way up. And that's when we started to understand the scale of what had happened and how dramatic it was. And my school was very international, so we had people from the Middle East, people from Africa, people from everywhere, and everybody was very upset and was trying to understand what was happening. I remember very clearly. I remember fighter jets flying overhead. I lived next to school, and my parents came home and picked me up, and a bunch of my friends came over, and we just sat staring, watching CNN most of the day, just watching the images over and over again, and basically just being, you know, in total incomprehension over what had happened and terrorized that another attack was happening. We were hearing the fighter jets going overhead and not knowing whether, you know, they were planes that, you know, we were controlling or someone else was flying them.
What are your politics?
I consider myself a moderate. In the most recent election, I voted for President Obama.
How do you feel that this experience affected you? I mean, in Ohio, we saw the footage of September 11th on the television, but you had a direct experience.
Well, I've always been interested in international affairs, and I think that living through September 11th obviously, you know, pushed me into the career that I'm pursuing now, which is diplomacy.
And that's our show. You've been listening to Conscious Voices with Sean Paulson, WCRS, 98.3 Grandview, Ohio State, and 102.1 East in Westerville. This has been a September 11th special where I've been in New York City interviewing people this last Wednesday about their experiences with the Twin Tower terrorist attacks of September 2001. Join us next week for our episode on G20 in anticipation for the G20 protests and a G20 summit in Pittsburgh. Should be a great show, so thanks for tuning in this week, and tune in next week, 3 to 4 Fridays. Peace.